Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bayern.
Models weren't pointing to much significant rain.
And Joseph Dames.
Yeah, it's been a real spring roller coaster the last.
This is Your Weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Tuesday, September 7th. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bayern. We've got our weekend meteorologist, Joseph Dames. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kelly. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. It was a nice one. A little warm.
Yeah, a little warm. And it still is a shock to me that we're already in September. I feel like time is just flying by.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, it's zooming, zooming on by. Yeah.
But, I mean, we've still seen the summertime heat. I'm just waiting for our weather pattern to shift to more of a wet one and a cooler one. And our daytime highs, on average, tend to drop by the end of the month or closer to the low 70s. So we should cool this month, you know, on average. But it's just been so hot and we've stayed dry, too.
Yeah, that pattern, just that ridge that we've had so many times this summer, back here through the weekend, early week now, and we just can't escape the heat. But you're right, we should be down to, I think, the lower 70s as we wrap up September. Something to look forward to if you're ready for fall. I know that you were mentioning last week that you had some friends that were trying to will it in already, but yeah. Summer just has a grasp on us, a tight grasp on us, though. But it does look like we'll cool down a little bit later on in the week, which is something, you know, folks can look forward to.
More comfortable weather on the way. So we'll get to that in a few moments, but always got to start out with our icebreaker question. And this one, we were kind of chatting about it earlier in the morning here. It's a very adult question. what is your favorite grocery store in Portland? There are so many and they all offer different things.
They do. Yeah. Yeah. There's, you know, smaller little markets. There's some larger, you know, stores that are everywhere, you know, even outside of areas of Portland. I think it kind of depended on what I wanted. You know, I kind of like go from one spot to the next. So I like to go to Trader Joe's. Shout out to TJ's.
Classic.
For like snacks or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't typically do like a full load of grocery shopping there, but it's a nice place. I'll stop by, you know, I have an Albertsons nearby. I have the New Seasons nearby. Those are great. I go to Gartner's, which is like a butcher meat shop here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In Portland.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, it's out
They're
in
solid,
the Northeast.
Yeah.
And so I usually get a lot of meat from that place. It's this old Portland staples, so I go there. But I guess I don't have a favorite, you know. They have their own little, you know, taste of whatever.
They do. I mean, you've got your like mainstream Safeways and
yes,
Albertsons,
yeah.
And even Whole
Fred
Foods
Meyer.
Is pretty mainstream now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fred Meyer, the Kroger's. I think my favorite is just a good Safeway. I go there often. It's nearby my place. But Trader Joe's, those have some of the best snacks, I think. Do you have a favorite Trader Joe's snack?
They have, well, I do. It's not really a snack. It's more of a treat. They have these like little candy bars that are like, they're like caramel bars. They're like chocolate with caramel on the inside. And I just will get like six of them because they're like a dollar and I just stack them up and I just throw them in my, in my freezer.
Yeah. Good stuff. I feel like Trader Joe's is also like pretty affordable too, especially for the wine and the alcohol, and then some of the sweeter treats, like their chocolate section is fantastic. I think we could talk about grocery stores all day. You know, funny enough, you and I could just chat about grocery stores. But, you know, let's jump into the forecast because we have quite the week, again, starting out with heat. Before we get to that, though, Your Weather is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green. And wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires.
When you light a campfire, follow these safety tips. Clear around the campfire site, making sure it's free of flammable vegetation, burned wood only. Attend your campfire at all times. to put out a campfire, drown the flames, stir the ashes, then drown it again. And make sure your campfire is dead out before you go to sleep or leave the campsite.
You can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. And today, on this Tuesday, may be a day that Portland sees some wildfire smoke or some more noticeable haze from the city here heading into our afternoon.
Yeah, there's one thing that happened, I think, on Sunday and Monday is we kind of cleared out some of that smoke. And then, it seemed like it was coming back at us, especially like the Cascade Foothills and creeping into I-5 and areas of Portland. It did appear that maybe like the far west side out towards maybe Forest Grove, down into areas in that region, may steer clear from some of that smoke, but it seems like it returns. And not only is it returning on a random day, but it's returning when we're probably going to see our warmest temperatures this week. So I think the combination of the two, it might feel a little icky.
Yeah, icky is a good description of the afternoon. But a lot of that smoke just kind of seeps up. Models were showing mostly after lunchtime is when some of that the bulk of the haze kind of arrives in Portland, and it just scoots up the valley, mostly hitting the east sides of I-5, it looked like. And then all of the Cascades just shrouded in wildfire smoke. And it's all because we're getting a stronger south wind through today. So I think it will be noticeable. And forecast models weren't showing much change in air quality in Portland specifically. But I think if you have respiratory issues, you should watch very closely at current conditions, because that influx of smoke does look like it arrives throughout the afternoon.
And it seems like it's going to maybe impact areas of the gorge, definitely still central Oregon. I actually pulled up the smoke forecast off of Kelly's Twitter account, so if you're interested in that, go ahead and check it out.
Always on Twitter.
always there. I think a large chunk of the state today is going to be dealing with a bit of a haze outside of like the Oregon coast and then the western sides and edge of the Willamette Valley. But still central Oregon, the Cascades, as you mentioned, Jefferson County, Deschutes County. We'll see about Pendleton. Pendleton may escape some of it, but we had the Bull Complex. We have some of those local wildfires that are spewing smoke out still at this time.
Yeah, we have 5 large wildfires in Oregon, and the Bull Complex is the closest to Portland. That's in eastern Marion County, far east of Salem, in that section of the Cascades. But that will contribute smoke today. And then up in Washington, one of the concerning ones is the Schneider Springs fire, which has very little percent containment, and I believe is over 100,000 acres in size out in central Washington. So that fire is concerning, and we could even see smoke from that fire. I believe that's what continues to push over the Cascades. So even on days where we have blue skies and not much smoke in Portland, you can really see that haze out to the Cascades.
Yeah, so if you think about doing some outdoor activities, especially if you're in Marion County for extended time, you're probably going to be working through some air quality issues. I think it's mainly the San Yam Canyon area. So, of course, I was near some of the wildfires from last year, and we didn't get an opportunity to really talk much about it. But this is the anniversary, pretty much, of the Labor Day wind event that the wildfires at that point in time had grown significantly. So there's some stuff online. I talked about the drought leading up to that event. You could find that article, but no east breeze. We do not have the same situation coming off this Labor Day, which is just super thankful for.
Oh, yeah. We are very happy to not see the same kind of freak wind event that really fanned some of the larger wildfires and pushed a huge blanket of smoke over the valley to where we were seeing orange skies. And that was just, unprecedented for the city. And that was 1 year ago. So this Labor Day, we saw relatively low fire danger because we just didn't see the winds.
Yeah.
But we are still seeing massive drought across the state, which is setting the stage for still some fires going into September and probably October until we really start to pick up our rainy season and see more rain and that pattern kind of changing to bring us more weather systems and fall cooler, wetter weather. But it still could be fairly active, the fire season at least, throughout September. But This week, I mean, today is probably our hottest day, too. So we're still seeing some summer-like temperatures. I went with 90 degrees today in Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if we get there. I think I went with that on Sunday as well. So we know it's going to be the warmest day, and we know it's going to be pushing about 90 degrees. If it's a little smoky out there, maybe it keeps us down, but I would least expect the upper 80s for today.
Yeah, so a very hot finish to the afternoon, plus a little bit of smoke here in Portland. What's interesting is, as I did see a very quick disturbance kind of blowing through the city overnight. It's just a low pressure center that kind of glides up the coast, and the cold front with it will bring a few showers to the coast, and then overnight into Wednesday morning, right around midnight to about 2 to 3 o'clock in Portland, when a lot of folks are sleeping, that's when we could see maybe a quick shower.
And I think that'd be our first measurable rain of September. And our rain totals start to increase in September, but we've still yet to have, I think, any measurable rain. So I think this will be our first small, very quick chance to see some rain. I'm hoping that we do. It would be nice to wake up to maybe wet ground.
Some damp conditions. Yeah. You know?
But it looks like the rest of the week is fairly dry. I think we cool down a little bit by Wednesday. I think Wednesday is going to be a nice transition day. And then by the time we head into Thursday and Friday, temperatures are expected to be in the upper 70s.
It's looking like a nice week, especially after the system rolls in and kind of sweeps out the smoke, too. So it does us some favors. It kind of cleans out the air. So Wednesday, I'm expecting blue skies and sunshine back in the mix, you know, maybe a little bit of haze throughout the morning. But as those winds kind of push out that smoke, we should see some more relief and clear conditions out. Still some heat, mid 80s on Wednesday. And yeah, from there, not seeing much rain in the forecast. Thursday is the day we start to cool down into the upper 70s. We kind of enter this very calm pattern here. No ridge of high pressure over us, just that zonal westerly jet stream kind of keeping temperatures comfortable and in the upper 70s into the weekend with dry conditions. So really can't beat those conditions for the end of the week. We kind of cool down.
Yeah, this is my favorite time of the year in Portland. It's just, if we could score a week of upper 70s and sunshine, it doesn't get much better than that. And without wildfire smoke, I mean, that's really great. I was just looking at our normal rain totals for September is an inch and a half. So we go from a real dry August to now about an inch and a half in September. Doesn't seem like we're going to get there. It seems like we're already kind of falling short of that. And I hate to say that, and it's only the seventh day of September, but I just don't have a lot of confidence that we're going to get that rain total, because I don't think we've hit average for a month, multiple months now.
I want to say since March, you know, we've been seeing subpar, sub-normal rain totals for a good, 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
I did actually look up this stat this morning. Can you guess how many days in Portland, on average, we see rain, measurable rain, in September?
In September?
In September. So do you think it's on the higher end, you know, like 15 days or more, or on the lower end, 15 days or less?
Now that I know we're supposed to get an inch and a half, I don't know, like 13?
Okay, the answer is 7.
7, okay.
Only 7 days of rain.
So those are supposed to be wet days?
Yeah, those should be, if you kind of divide out the amount of rain per day to get us to 1.5 inches. Those would be some fairly wet days, but it's kind of hard to believe. I thought we would see many more days on average of rain, because to me,
I almost doubled it.
The pattern, kind of switches, but not the case. It still should be a fairly dry month. I think it's just that we tend to bring in stronger systems at this point of the year.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's bring a couple of those in. Let's bring it. We could use some moisture around here, and we'll take it. But yeah, continuing on into the week, I think the latter section of the week is just going to be superb, as I mentioned. Upper 70s, maybe a couple more clouds out there, but nothing to fret about.
Yeah, pretty good forecast for the end of it. Well, that is about it, kind of wrapping up the week here. I think the most amount of action is going to be this Tuesday. So we'll watch out for that haze, and we will also watch out for a little bit of that rain overnight, but expect the hottest day today, cooling by the end of the week. We're back in the upper 70s. Anything else you want to add, Joseph?
I don't think so. Again, if you're going to be doing anything outdoors, maybe check the air quality in your neighborhood, especially if you're hugging the Cascade foothills. Maybe that will, you know, change your mind to stay inside for the day, because it should improve. But other than that, you know, just enjoy the nice weather that's on the way.
It's going to be gorgeous. Oh, I do want to mention that we have launched a whole climate change series of podcasts on this channel.
Yes.
So if you're interested in how climate change may affect extreme weather events in the Pacific Northwest, go check out the feed. The first one is out, and I get to chat with a number of local scientists and climatologists on the current research that's being done, and we'll let you know kind of what the Pacific Northwest is expecting in a warming and changing climate. So a lot of information in the podcast. It actually drops today, the first episode.
I'm excited for it, not only because it's my coworkers and it's a great topic to discuss, but I like that it's local as well. So you're talking to some of the local experts that are also very much in tune with what is going on around here. And yeah, the combination, and I just love podcasts. This is just nice. So go listen to it, everybody.
Good stuff there. All right. Well, enjoy the week. Stay cool, and we'll catch you next Monday.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires.